The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everyone. This is the episode 420, Japan Top 10 Cultures, number 30, Hitori, or Singles Culture in Japan. I'm your host, Haru, and
I'm Shana.
Yay!
Japan Top 10!
What do the beginnings of many teen movies, isekai anime, or Marvel comic series have in common? That one character that hides in the shadows, unobserved, but taken in their surroundings. As ninja as that might sound, is the life of a hitori. The seemingly friendless character that in many of these story arcs encounters a life-changing event that propels them into a spotlight. But what if Peter Parker didn't get bitten by a spider? Subaru Natsuki just trekked home from the convenience store to heat up a cup of noodles, or Tadano never read that charcoal message from Komi. So these are from anime, by the way. What of the people who stay by themselves? Personally, I totally relate to them. And before getting to the episode, we have some announcements for you. Want to join our team? We currently have an opening for an audio editor and content distributor. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
Do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Hailey, by sending her an email at hailey@jtop10.jp, hailey@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
And if you're enjoying this culture's episode, remember you can receive the full version of it by becoming a Patreon donor, starting at just $1. Plus, you'll receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just the commentary and music. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for the details.
Okay, now we are getting to the episode. So we're gonna talk about hitori, or singles culture, in Japan. And we're going to talk five topics about hitori, or singles culture. And also we have five songs as well. What is the meaning of hitori? Hitori started as simply a counting word for people. The kanji character, doku, in hitori is called to mean alone, unique, or single.
And apart from a popular number puzzle, hitori is a Japanese noun that means one person, but also holds the meaning of being alone or being by yourself. The word has become a label for a large group of people living by themselves, whether through choice or circumstance.
The image of hitori has also been linked to another Japanese label, hikikomori, or people who live in extreme social isolation. While hikikomori is a form of severe social withdrawal characteristic by young adults who become recluse, often in their parents' homes, unable to work or go to school for months or years. Actually, I'm hikikomori as well, but I'll talk about it later.
I'd love to know more, because hitori in specific is not always negative or positive, and hitori almost mostly simply means going at it alone. And hitori is a more common way of living or doing things by yourself.
So, Shana, have you heard of people being labeled hitori?
So, I hadn't really heard of hitori before this particular episode, but I have heard of the word hikikomori being thrown around. I've at least heard of it.
Oh, I see.
You've mentioned that it's a big part of your life, so please enlighten me, because I'd love to know more.
So, basically, hikikomori means being isolated from society. So I think in English it's called parasite single, I guess. And this is definitely one of the serious social issues in Japan. And as we mentioned before, living with parents' homes, in Japanese it's called neat. Have you ever heard the word neat?
I actually have, but I have to say where I'm from, neat has a very different meaning.
Yeah, I know. In English, neat means like person who loves to clean or kind of like positive meaning, but in Japanese, neat, N-E-E-T, no education.
Employment and training, I think.
Mm-hmm. Unemployed and non-educational training or something like that. Actually, I'm that one.
But I doubt it's as bad as like it's shown in like media and stuff. Doing things by yourself has become a norm for most of us, right?
But the problem of being hikikomori is, in my opinion, Japanese society is quite different from other culture. As Japanese, like in my opinion, there is an invisible social structure in Japan. And then once we make the wrong decision or make a mistake in our life, it's really difficult to return to the standard or normal life.
Okay, so you get isolated if you like act out of line of the like social structure that exists. Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, like, is Japanese culture, is society itself really that strict?
I think so. Like, we were educated as a good member of Japanese society, and we are on the same boat. We have to go to, like, high-reputation schools or universities, and we have to get a job, of course. But it's supposed to be done by 22 years old.
Okay, so you have to do all of that by 22?
Everyone has to be the same.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, once we, you know, quit schools or once we have, you know, become a part-timer, it's, like, really difficult to restart our life, I would say.
Oh, so it's like, if you don't do it by the time you're 22 or you do something different, you can't, like, rejoin society the same way?
I think so. Like, for me, at least.
No, I mean, I'm sure it's hard if, like, a structure exists and it's, like, you have to do something by a certain time, otherwise you're not a part of the society itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, it sounds a lot worse for the people who find themselves isolated than, you know, it being a social issue on its own.
I think that's the reason why the people who are hikikomori is actually increasing. There are so many neat or hikikomori people in Japan.
I know, and I'd imagine that this entire pandemic, it's become so much worse because everyone's been alone at home.
Yeah.
Lots of uncertainty as well, right?
Okay, now let's take a listen to our first song. This is Hitori no Yoru by Pornograffiti from 2000.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Porno Graffiti, rock band from Onomichi, Hiroshima Prefecture, formed by Haruichi Shindo and his cousin during his high school, playing under the name No Score. They debuted with the song Apollo in 1999.
Hitori no Yoru was included on the album Romanticist Egoist, which was released in 2000. It was the second single released by Porno Graffiti. The song was used as an opening theme for the anime Great Teacher Onizuka. I think now we're going to head into the next topic that we deal with when we talk about Hitori culture. It's something we spoke about for a bit before, which was the stereotypes. So being seen as a loner in media can often fall into stereotypes. The awkward, shy person, the creepy individual, and the mysterious, aloof character. Over the past few decades, the image of Hitori has seen a shift away from these stereotypes, but its roots were a label for the unproductive, unpopular, or strange stereotypical outsider, which we have most commonly labeled as the loner.
The sad office worker who devoted all their time to work only to wander home alone in the early hours, with a fear of fearing the phenomenon of karoshi, or death by overwork. There are many media stories around the world that still fall on these stereotypes when talking about more modern online social media use or very commonly criminals.
There have been many criminals in Japan described by the police and in headlines under the image of Hitori, such as man described by Japanese police as embittered loner, a loner who is tired of life. Or Japanese detectives are piecing together a picture of the unemployed loner from their country's lost generation. A 2018 study by the Japanese government showed 500,000 hikikomori aged 16 to 39, and the initial findings before 2000 were that it was mostly young people. However, we have seen a marked increase in hikikomori amongst middle-aged and old people. And this was also a study that was conducted at Kyushu University in their Department of Neuropsychiatry when they were studying loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, clearly the media actively portrays the idea of Hitori being very negative, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that being true, but I mean, you'd wonder why. I mean, again, maybe it's because, as you said, there's a strict structure that exists, so anyone who goes out of it is automatically seen as negative.
So nowadays in Japan, we see some news that, hikikomori or NEET, some of them cause some incident or like some crime as well. One of the example is last year in Tokyo, a person tried to murder on train.
Oh.
Indiscriminate murder.
Oh, okay.
So the suspect tried to kill others on the train.
Oh, right. It was during Halloween last year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I had read about it. Someone dressed up as the Joker, I think.
Someone dressed up as a Joker
went on the train, stabbed someone, right? I heard about that. I don't know how Japanese media covered it, but the article that I had read about it, it was horrible to hear that, you know, someone would do something like that. But there was no explanation for it. So, I mean, how did Japanese media portray the incident? Like, what did they say about it?
So I saw that he was an employee. Like, he quit his job, I think. Then he didn't have job at the time. And I guess he just, like, retributes to society.
Like revenge.
Just like a revenge, yeah. Or not only him, but also other people tried more other murder cases as well. Or sometimes, like, especially for people who are hikikomori, they sometimes killing their parents or relatives.
Is it like out of revenge or anger because they're not able to get back into society?
Yeah.
It is a really dark topic to cover, right? The idea that you put one group of people, the hitori, as a group of people and you pin them to, like, murder, right? It's not right in the sense of it's a stereotype, right? It's not true.
Mm-hmm. Not all hikikomori or, you know, neat people, like, they're, you know, criminals.
Yeah, exactly.
Like me, I don't do anything, but...
Yeah. No, it's sad to see that, like, you know, you choose a group of people and say that you are the cause of such horrible incidents. So I guess that's a wrap on today's episode. Tassie and Lydia are giving our patron star and platinum donors a bonus episode this month featuring some of their favorite idol music. If you are a donor, you'll get this episode in a week from now. And for all our listeners, our Listener Appreciation Month will start 2 weeks from now in the month of March with an Artist of the Month episode featuring Monkey Magic, hosted by Lydia and I.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Bye.
Stay safe, everyone. Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.